Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio Countdown.
The policy I am announcing today is, in my judgment, the right thing to do and the best way to do it. It is right because it provides greater protection to those who happen to be homosexual and want to serve their country honorably in uniform, obeying all the military's rules against sexual misconduct. It is the best way to proceed because it provides a sensible balance between the rights of the individual and the needs of our military to remain the world's number one fighting force.
So, there's the former president who sometimes acts like he is still the president, and some people don't think that's a bad idea. There's a long sentence to getting into Bill Clinton. And that clip, by the way, came from 1993. Bill Clinton in 1993 announcing the don't ask, don't tell policy. 17 years, the policy now is no more. After 17 years of the back and forth, it seems like at least this problem that America created for itself is fixed, let's hope anyway, for the most part. This was an historic move, the Senate passing a bill to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, clearing the way for gay people to serve openly in the military. Legislation goes to the president. He'll sign it. Final vote was 65 to 31. So it had five votes more than what was necessary. As you know, 60 votes are required in a circumstance like this. Democrats thought they had it, and then there were a couple of Democrats who went away, brought in a bunch of Republicans who thought it was okay. And it is okay, isn't it? 800-510-8255. As we review one of the big stories of the weekend, this may be one of the big stories of the year, in fact, when we do our analysis at the end of the year, the top 10 stories of the year in talk radio and talk television, I'll bet this will be close to being in that group. So what happens now? Defense Secretary Robert Gates, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen, have to certify that lifting the ban will not adversely affect the military. But then wasn't that what that survey was all about? It was done by the military leading up to this vote. Then there's a 60-day period, as the Pentagon writes new rules, of 14,000 service members have been discharged. Imagine that's 14,000 people who were gay, many of them in important jobs, like translators, for example. Most of the translators that were trained by your tax dollars, my tax dollars, were let go. Some of you don't agree with this. Some of you didn't seem to mind paying a lot of money to have these people trained, and then when you find out, or somebody finds out, the military finds out they're gay, they throw them out. That was more important than the wasted funds for some of you because, frankly, there are a lot of folks who are they just don't like gay people. That's the way it is. Here's more on this from CBS reporter Whit Johnson.
With 65 votes, 8 of them Republican, the Senate voted to end the ban on gays serving openly in the military.
They want to put their lives on the line for our security and our freedom. Does it make any sense to say no to them?
Some have said this is not the time to repeal this policy. And they're right. Should have been done yesterday.
The Democratic argument to strike Don't Ask, Don't Tell got a boost from a recent Pentagon study in which two-thirds of American troops said changing the law would have little impact. Vocal opponents of the bill, led by Senator John McCain, pleaded against making such a dramatic change during two wars.
I've heard from thousands of active duty and retired military personnel. I've heard from them. And they're saying, Senator McCain, it isn't broke, and don't fix it.
Today's vote is seen as a major victory for Democrats who are still reeling from a painful November election. The bill cleared the House with a strong majority Wednesday, and President Obama is expected to sign it into law next week. In a statement, the president said, no longer will many thousands more be asked to live a lie in order to serve the country they love.
Wow, what a day.
A number of those servicemen and women were on hand at the Capitol for the historic moment. More than 13,000 have been kicked out of the military since the law was enacted in 1993.
Soon we can serve in the military without having to sacrifice our honor, our integrity, without having to lie every day about who we are.
But change won't come overnight. Following the president's signature, the Pentagon will begin an implementation plan followed by a 60-day wait period. The defense secretary has said it could take up to a year before Don't Ask, Don't Tell is officially history.
All right, so that was a pretty simplistic report. A lot of information in there that most people knew anyway. That's what happens when TV reporters get into these situations where they just repeat a lot of jargon and baloney that they've heard before. There was nothing new in there except listening to McCain tell a story about how many he's gotten, how many requests he's gotten not to change. Just as the face of the Republicans, he looks old and tired. This is the old, tired approach to the problem. And the, by the way, the fighting two wars thing, how do we get out of that? What are we getting out of having fought two wars? That's a pretty interesting question, don't you think? What are we getting out of these two wars other than making, we have a lot of people who have families that have been destroyed by soldiers getting killed for nothing in most instances. And then we have all the money that we've spent, all of the bombs that have been, the only people that are making out on this are the military industrial boys and girls, right? Other than that, you think about the people who have died in Iraq. Yeah, you can say, well, they did, they needed to be there. I've never, well, I used to dispute it, but after going to Iraq, I don't dispute that anymore. I think we needed to be there. But because Rumsfeld, the egotistical, maniacal, crazed nut job who was in charge of the Pentagon, decided that American lives were more, were worth less than the MRAPs that were being developed, and for $700,000 a piece could have been sent over there, so that if one-tenth of the number actually killed in Iraq would have been killed, it would surprise a lot of people. That was clearly on his shoulder and therefore on Bush's shoulders because he was the boss. The, you know, the old buck goes up the hill. But Rumsfeld clearly, clearly, almost single-handedly is responsible for the death of 90% the people killed by those IADs in the roads because the Humvees couldn't stand them, but the MRAPs could. All those men and women would be alive today were it not for him. So that's the kind of stuff that we're kind of talking about here. What, and so at the end of the day, what do we have? Iraq maybe is better off. Don't give us that baloney about, well, we haven't been attacked. That's foolishness. And so is a lot of this other stuff. And we so easily get rolled over by the steamroller of politics and philosophy that we don't use common sense. What a shame. It really is. Here's Joe Biden following this announcement and the vote and stuff, explaining that we're just doing what everybody else does now.
The impact of this will be in line with seven other allies around the world. We will not be squandering the abilities of combat soldiers as well as interpreters who happen to have a different sexual preference, who happen to be gay or happen to be lesbian. Look, all of our major allies have for some time now provided for all the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of the Defense, the vast majority of the American people say you're, well, whether you are gay or straight does not affect whether you can shoot straight or whether you can speak Urdu.
No. 800-510-8255. We'll be taking your calls in about 15 minutes or so. We have both sides. That's the idea behind this program, to present both sides of the issue, your thoughts, other thoughts, agreement, disagreement, up, down, sideways. Every aspect of these issues is presented, as many as we can find, surveying all of the radio stations that we do each night and day to bring you the information, and you can listen to other people's points of view. That's another problem that we have in our country. We don't listen to other points of view because we don't want to hear. Oh, that's terrible. For example, Harry Reid focusing on this decision. Normally, most of us are not that thrilled to hear Harry Reid, but in this circumstance, we ought to listen to what he has to say.
Repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell is the right thing to do, and if that were the only argument, that would be enough. But it's more than that. Repealing this policy will make our military stronger. Some have said this is not the time to repeal this policy. And they're right. It should have been done yesterday. If you either want a military to reflect the justice it fights for, or you don't. It's simple as that. You either want our military to reflect the justice of our great country, or you don't. We're constantly working to help our nation live up to its promise. We're always moving toward a more perfect union. Today, we move one step closer for that more perfect union.
Maybe the first time I've agreed with this guy for eons. Justice we present, it gives these people justice that they are fighting for. Remember last week, I think I said, after hearing somebody else say it, that these people are fighting for the right to fight for you. That's a very powerful statement. And again, when you present that against McCain's old argument, he sounds old and tired because the argument he presents is old and tired. 800-510-8255. Joe Lieberman was the mover behind all of that. His voice up next here on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
There are plenty of reasons to smile during the holidays, from the joy of gathering with loved ones to posing for pictures. So it's the perfect time to make sure your smile is as bright as it can be. A new technology that whitens teeth makes it easy and affordable for people to do just that. Dr. Deborah King, renowned cosmetic dentist to celebrities and expert on extreme makeover, has more.
Finally, a toothbrush can help whiten teeth and remove stains. The Reach Total Care Plus Whitening Toothbrush uses a new technology, micro-whitening calcium carbonate bristles, to whiten teeth. When paired with Reach Total Care Plus Whitening Floss, which combines the power of baking soda with the MicroGrooves technology, it works like a mini squeegee to grab and remove up to 2 times more plaque than other floss products. Your teeth will be brilliant and white. Just one more reason to smile.
For more information, visit www.reachbrand.com.
800-510-8255. The Senate voted 65-31 to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell legislation sent to the president to sign into law. Republican Senators John Ensign of Nevada, Richard Burr of North Carolina voted against the procedural move to open the legislation up for debate. They ended up backing the bill. Pretty interesting. Following the vote, the press secretary issued a statement saying that the president looks forward to signing the bill into law. 800-510-8255 is our number.
Repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell is the right thing to do, and if that were the only argument, that would be enough. But it's more than that. Repealing this policy will make our military stronger. Some have said this is not the time to repeal this policy, and they're right. It should have been done yesterday. You either want a military to reflect the justice it fights for, or you don't. It's simple as that. You either want our military to reflect the justice of our great country, or you don't. We're constantly working to help our nation live up to its promise. We're always moving toward a more perfect union. Today, we move one step closer to that more perfect union.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The situation with there's a Freudian. Don't ask, don't tell. And the Senate makes it possible for the president to sign the bill. So now, what's the next step? 800-510-8255. We heard from Senator Harry Reid actually a couple of times there, and we've heard from other senators. Joe Lieberman is the fellow in the Senate who really is pushing this, and here he is thanking the Republicans.
And I want to thank the six Republicans who bucked what seemed like a party position. I want to thank Senator Susan Collins and Olympia Stowe, Lisa Murkowski, Scott Brown, and people ask me, you keep saying you might have a few we don't know about, Mark Kirk and George Voinovich. Part of why this passed is because gay and lesbian Americans in this era of our history have really organized to utilize their First Amendment rights to petition our government. And they very effectively made the case for the injustice of Don't Ask, Don't Tell here in Washington, but really throughout the country, speaking to senators where they live about why this law should be changed. And as a result, for all of us in the Senate, this is one of those days when we really feel privileged to be here because we righted a wrong. It took too long, but remember Dr. King said the moral arc of the universe may bend slowly, but it always bends toward justice. Today, we've done justice.
800-510-8255. Joe Lieberman thanking the Republicans who crossed party lines. One Republican who didn't cross party lines, and this surprises me, is the Indiana Senator Richard Lugar. He's usually pretty much in the moderate camp, but he didn't vote for this here. Here on ABC, Christiane Amanpour speaks with both Lugar and John Kerry. Kerry voted for it. There's no surprise there, and Lugar voted against it, which was sort of a surprise.
Let's talk about the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Historic, what does this mean for the U.S. military and for the country?
Well, for the country, it means that our citizens will no longer have to lie and live a lie on a daily basis or be denied the opportunity to serve their country. Gay people have served the United States with distinction. They've won awards. They've given their lives all through our history. We had a policy that asked them to lie about it. They no longer have to do that. I believe it fulfills an enormous promise of equality in our country. It's an historic day.
Senator Lugar, you did not vote to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And yet the majority, the vast majority, 77% of the American people say that it's time. Why did you not do that?
I was influenced by those who are in combat presently in Afghanistan and the testimony of Marine commandants that the adjustment that would be required by this is one that really ought not to take place. And given the problems of combat and Afghanistan currently.
So do you think it's going to be implemented? I mean, Secretary Gates, Chairman Mullen have said it will take some time to implement, but they are sure, like many other militaries around the world, that it will be implemented without too much of an issue, if at all.
Well, that was sort of the enabling clause of what we voted on yesterday, that this is pushed back until somehow these adjustments can be made.
I understand completely what Dick Lugar and John McCain and others were expressing, which is a view that some folks in the military still have. And I think that's why many of us felt it was so important for the Congress to do it, because if the courts did it, then there wouldn't be this capacity that Dick just referred to that allows Secretary Gates and the military to decide how they're going to implement it.
All right. Two different points of view, which is the heralding part of how we put this program together, try to bring you all the different points of view, the news, the gossip, the inside, the outside, your review of one of the top hits, if not of the week, of the month, of the year, perhaps. Don't ask, don't tell. Your call's coming up here on the Countdown.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Radio 800-510-8255. One more piece of the pie. The discussion here about the Senate passing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It's interesting, the verbiage, passing to repeal. So I guess, yeah, that's what it really is. The Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy will be gone when the president signs this bill. How it's implemented is up to the military, how they bring people in. It's a shame that so many people have been sent away. 14,000. Are there 14,000 potential suits here under the circumstances? There were suits before, I think. When this thing went into effect in 1993, it seems to me, I remember there were suits of people who felt like they were being kept out and didn't want to be kept out or didn't think it was fair or right or just. So now it goes back the other way. Hard to figure which, under the circumstances, it just is frustrating that in this day and age that there are people who would be so afraid. If you can't handle a gun, what are you going to be afraid of some guy, even if he does approach you improperly? I don't get why big, tough guys are all worried about this. That's a soliloquy on something simplistic, but it is kind of a strange reality, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Here from NBC, Alex Witt speaks with West Point cadet Katie Miller, who resigned from the military because of this policy, and now she wants to come back.
Tell those this morning how you felt when you heard about the vote.
I was elated for personal reasons, but also because this was a great decision for the military also. I mean, this is LGBT service members can now serve openly and then take the knife out of their back, but this is a great decision for the military at large.
You know, Katie, opponents say, and here's the quote, that it could result in more casualties by creating a distraction on the battlefield. Do you see any validity to that?
None whatsoever. The fact of the matter is we have an estimated 65,000 gay, lesbian service members already serving today, honorably, you know, in theater, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and they're not taking away from unit cohesion, they're actually enhancing it. So I think that the opposite is going to happen. The military will improve as a result of repeal.
Okay. Pentagon officials say it's going to take months, perhaps even a year, to just begin implementing the repeal. In the end, do you think the repeal is going to work? Any concerns it won't?
I think the thing with repeal is what makes it interesting is there isn't anything mandating non-discrimination measures be put in place. And that's very similar with other countries that have also repealed don't ask, don't tell-like laws. However, groups like the states like the UK have been able to implement or contract other organizations in order to mitigate that. So I think no matter what, the United States Armed Forces is going to adapt and they're going to follow what's law and repeal is going to work.
Hmm. Katie, we could tell people that you were ranked ninth in your West Point cadet class, ninth out of a class of more than 1,100, which is pretty phenomenal, and then you resigned. What are you going to do next? You going to go back?
You know, I'm in the process of reapplying for readmission to West Point. I'm also thinking about ROTC or OCS. One way or another, I'm going to be having military service in my near future. It's to be determined in what route I'm going to take.
All right, so there's a lady who did very well, as you heard the reporter suggest, while she was a student at West Point. And again, back to underscoring how much money it's cost to train these people, if for no other reason, that's the practical way to address this in terms of having affecting people or sending them away. Michael would like to tell us that people who are in the military will start leaving. I'm guessing that's your approach, Michael, reading the summary of what you've told the screener. Is that right?
Yeah, that's part of it. Certainly the net effect will be to reduce troop levels.
Why do you think that's the case?
The very report that was used to justify this included amongst its questions whether the individual questioned would leave or think about leaving sooner than planned.
Question, how many people have answered to the affirmative?
Question number 81, I believe, was called and said 24% gave that kind of answer.
How many people were surveyed, actually?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it's the same report that, you know, that was very much in the news over the last few weeks. We talked about it on the
internet. Yeah, there's been plenty of conversation about it, yep.
And I think, furthermore, that many – and by the way, before I forget, that confirms pretty much the same numbers that resulted from a poll that was taken from –
All right. So let's say the numbers are right. Why do you think these people want to leave, these 24%? What's their problem?
They don't feel right about serving
with the problem?
Openly.
What do you think the problem is with serving with gays? If it has been done in this country before, it's been done – other countries – do it. Why are we? What's the problem?
They don't feel right about it.
Why don't they feel right about it?
Something wrong.
What is there about it that people don't feel good about?
They feel there is something wrong with homosexuals.
What has that got to do with? There are a lot of people who feel that way. You can't serve your country because you don't want to serve with homosexuals. What kind of thinking is that?
They can't serve their country.
But if these people don't want to serve their country because they're afraid some gay guy is going to look at their woo-woo.
I didn't say that.
Well, what is it? What other assumption do we make?
That's what always gets pulled up.
Okay, so then what's the assumption?
I'm not saying that.
What's the problem, in your opinion?
What I'm saying is that they feel deep down inside that there is something wrong with homosexuals.
No question. Okay. There are a lot of people who think that black people, there's something wrong with them, and Jews, there's something wrong with them, and they shouldn't be in the service.
That is socially imposed. This is something else, Doug. Furthermore, what I find really interesting that if those who were pushing for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell were pushing for it to happen in the lame duck session, if these people were so cocksure, no pun intended, that popular support was so overwhelming for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, then why were they so hell-bent on doing it during the lame duck session instead of waiting for the more immediately representative new Congress?
Well, that's a whole different.
Huh?
You may have heard me say.
You know damn well it wouldn't have passed.
Well, whether it would have or it wouldn't have, it speaks to a bigger issue, and that's how we handle things after an election. When the people speak, the action of the change ought to take place immediately. That's a whole different can of worms, a whole different discussion. As usual, a good conversation with you. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Karen calls the countdown from Hedron, Ohio. You're on the air live on the countdown, Karen.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Mine is from the biblical point, which will not go over good, but I think that is basically why so many people is against it, is because it is just plain morally wrong. And in Sodom and Gomorrah, that's why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
All right, Karen, we've heard that one 100 times. Let me move on, please. 800-510-8255. Here is James calling, listening to WVNJ in New Jersey.
To equate this with a race of people or a culture being liberated is just an abomination. And it shows you the ignorance of a generation that has been raised by people, you know, the talk show generation who have listened to Phil Donahue and Oprah preach from their technological pulpits about the normalcy of this lifestyle. I worked and attended many years ago a ministry called Teen Challenge, when after I had been involved for years in the homosexual lifestyle, in a drug-addicted lifestyle, a perverted lifestyle. It would have destroyed me before I was 30 if I hadn't had boundaries in my life. That's my personal story. I know many people who've overcome the addiction of this. Homosexuality has a predatory nature to it. It has a transitory nature to it. There are people who are born this way. I'm not going to deny that. But there's a lot of young men who get into it through different forms, different ways, and go in and out of the lifestyle. I would like to know some examples of those thousands of people who've been drummed out, what they did to get drummed out. Was it sexual assault? Was it just them having to look effeminate? I wonder how many of them were just innocent little lambs.
800-510-8255, another one of this. It is, the argument's over, folks. You can have these arguments and these feelings, but the vote's been cast, the president will sign the bill, and the law will take effect. So maybe the better question here is, how do we live with it? And that question may go well to men and women who are in the service now, to us. You wonder, okay, what's the right thing to do? What's the best thing for the country? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was going to use the word arcane. That's probably not the right word. But it just seems that we have been fighting this thing and hearing the same old arguments. Don't accept homosexuality. It's not normal. The Bible says this and that and so forth. Well, what happens if you don't believe in the Bible? What happens if you have the world is full of so many different types and sorts who are all taxpayers? You know what? That's really the bottom line here. Who's paying the tax? If in fact, you're a taxpayer and you want to serve in the military, isn't that enough? Shouldn't that be enough right then? And you're a taxpayer, and you want to serve your country. Volunteer. Why does it go any further than that under the circumstances? You say, well, it changed. Like Michael, who always has a good argument, says, oh, because people will leave. Well, you know what? If they're that upset about it, let them leave. That's what I say. The other guys got thrown out because of this. So you don't like it? Hit the road. 800-510-8255. Time to change things around. But people are so dramatically, to a distraction. Some are so against this because they're so uncomfortable with being homosexual. I have homosexuals around all the time. I don't. Frankly, there's an obvious way to tell in terms of the male homosexual sometimes, and sometimes with female homosexuals as well, whether they, you know, by their looks and their actions, whether they are. But I'll guarantee you there are dozens, hundreds more people that you don't know are gay or a lesbian, and they don't wear it on a sleeve, or it doesn't appear to the average person that these people are gay. So what about them? It's just, all of this stuff just seems so childish to me. But I'm open to listening. I mean, the Bible stuff sends me over the top. You can talk about it. The Bible stuff is, good God, that's been used for years and years and years. And you can say we're a Christian nation. You know what? But we were founded on those principles. And you can find a lot of stuff in the Bible that counters the Sodom and Gomorrah stuff. But when it gets down to the end of the day, the country's different. Taxpayers. It seems to me if you're a taxpayer and you want to serve, then you ought to be able to serve. Right? What's wrong with that thinking? 800, somebody will find a plug. Well, somebody will put a hole in it. It's okay. 800-510-8255 at 15 before the hour on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
800-510-8255. Back to your calls on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy and its implementation. Rob is in Leesburg, Florida. You're live on the countdown now, Rob.
Hey, Doug. Yeah, I'm a gay man, and you know my partner and I for years have you know been the victims of slurs and you know all sorts of names I don't think we can say on the radio. You know, and I have lots of friends who are straight. You know, kind of the opposite. You have all these straight guys who go, "Oh, you have a best friend who's a homosexual," and all this kind of thing. And we debate this thing about the military a lot. And you know, and I just started listening to you early in the morning the last few weeks, last few days. And you know, you've called people who oppose the you know the implementation of the new policy homophobes and ignorant and uninformed, and I don't know.
When you put it that way, it doesn't sound like it's not very flattering. If I sound that strident about it, I just think that it's time for us to move on, and it's the same old argument.
I'm thankful for it. You know, I'm thankful for it, but I'm just we did not have the debates without the name calling. Like, I've been the victim of being called, all sorts of names.
You know, you make
life.
A good point. Why, well, yeah. If the term homophobe, I guess, is a pretty is I use the word strident because I think that it underscores that it's a strong word. Perhaps I ought to think about my own rhetoric as well as the other people on the other side. It isn't, and it's not necessarily important whether I'm for it or against it. I just express myself because I think in some circumstances it adds to the conversation.
And there are people who are total idiots. I mean,
yeah, there are about this. Got to move on, Rob. Thanks for the call.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. Help yourself. Clay Kohut, who's the manager of the social media on The Good Day and the Countdown program, is monitoring what you're saying. And if we have time, although a lot of people want to be heard on this on the phone, so if we can get to a few comments, we will. Otherwise, back to your calls. Tim in Lynchburg, Virginia, WLNI is your station. Please go ahead.
Hey, Doug, I always enjoy your show.
Thank you.
You know, I don't hate anyone, and I know you touched on, and everybody else probably touched on every thought about this issue. Morally, I believe it's wrong. I'm sure I got
which you believe that, it's wrong. You think homosexuality is wrong, or you think this don't ask, don't tell policy is morally wrong?
Homosexuality is wrong. The policy, like one of the other callers, or on your show that, if they had so much support, it should have been passed during a different session of Congress.
That's an argument. That's an argument.
And also, I think the guys and not only guys, but especially the guys that are, in combat positions, it's been shown in the survey, the Marine Corps, the Army, those in their front lines, they're really opposed to it, more opposed than other members of the branches of service.
Right.
And I think it's, kind of demoralizing to them. But, I mean...
But can we get over it? Can you move on? Because the vote's been taken and it's now.
Well, I understand what you're saying. It's like taxes. I might not agree with the taxes are passed, but just because it's passed and it's law of the land, there are higher laws that people serve. But I don't have to become homosexual. So,
no.
But I do believe in treating everybody equally. That's one take. I'm not a gay basher or nothing like that.
Right.
So I mean, I'm against it, but, you know, like you said, we're probably going to have to live with it.
Move on. Yep. All right. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year, sir, to you. 800-510-8255. I'm not sure I explained well what I was off onto for a moment there. It was my mind's wafting back to the conversation about elected change. When the election takes place, November or whatever it was, 5th, okay? So this is to the point of the lame duck session, not to the point of don't ask, don't tell. So after the election, hello, we've spoken. We want the changes. We don't want to wait 2 months for these guys to screw around and pay back old debts. Because we have spoken, the change should be effective immediately. So the people who are in Congress that got defeated get thrown out, leave town, get out, whatever it is, the day after the election. The new people go in, and they start working. Either that or you shut everything down until the 1st of January. If you think you have to wait till the 1st of the year for some arbitrary reason, oh, we'll start fresh anew on the 1st of January. But these people, when they're voted out, ought not to go in and make policy. They have been voted out. So that may be part of some bigger move to change the construct of the Constitution or an amendment to get the people's will into place so we don't have all of this foolishness, as folks are suggesting, with good cause. Why these people were voted out, why are they still voting on things, on issues? They are out. Lance, you're the next person to speak on the air from Las Vegas, KNUU. Go ahead, Lance, you're on the air.
Thanks, Doug. All due respect, three quick items. First of all, I feel that Lieberman has disgraced the Orthodox religion. I happen to be a Jewish conservative. Uh-huh. And secondly, you made a statement.
Is he Orthodox?
Blacks.
Lieberman is very religious. Because he won't be in the Senate on Friday night or Saturday. They wouldn't participate. I think I remember him telling me that he was very. I've known Joe Lieberman for a long time. He and his wife are very. I think you're right. He's very. The more I think about it, I hadn't thought about it from that angle, but I think he's very, very Orthodox. Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't think the Orthodox Jews of his temple is going to agree with that. Plus, you made a statement regarding Jews and blacks.
Uh huh. What about the statement?
I mean, you can't compare that kind of a thing to.
Well, here's why I use that comparison, because the Jews are considered a minority, blacks are considered a minority, there are all kinds of minorities, and homosexuals are also considered a minority. That's why I used it in that context.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And one more thing. I'm straight, you're straight. Have you ever been hit on by a
yes.
homosexual?
Very. One of the most uncomfortable experiences of my life, in fact, was being hit on by 8 men around a table. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. Yep. Had that experience, but that's a different story, I think, under the circumstances. Talk Radio Countdown Show, acknowledging the following sources for the production of the program today. CNN, NBC, ABC, C-SPAN, all a part of the program. Program written by Jeff Clothey and produced by Rich McFadden. This is a production of Stefan Multimedia. I'm Doug Stefan at 59 past the hour. The Countdown.